You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I think we all kind of feel like we've...
So we're done? This is just the post game?
No, but we're complimenting you because this was a lot of heavy lifting.
Thank you, Dan.
There was not a lot of show around you to do.
Dan.
It was great.
Thank you, Dan.
No, guys, look, but just before we get to...
I almost feel bad.
Look, before we tape in the post game, like, we're all on this together, man. You guys have all seen everything that's happened here. I've been waiting for this day for forever. Not for people to be storming the fucking state capitol, but like... Of course,
the ability to talk about it.
This is going to be obvious to people. We're going to become the number one podcast in America because of all the ingredients we have here. So let's just finish up the show.
Right. Definitely didn't roll on that and definitely not putting that in the post.
We're just saying you did most of the heavy lifting today. Thank you.
Bink.
So anyways, let's move on here in this honest appraisal of what it is that we've done here today, because we're appreciative to the audience that they support us. And you knew we were going to bring our strong stuff today that ends with, you know, oh, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, as you've never heard him.
I definitely brought the strong
stuff. Yes. I mean, we were snorting Jesus cocaine Christ. The whole show today. That bottle of tequila has been calling me. We do good work around here when there aren't confinements and we can talk honestly with people about honest things.
I mean, Carl Douglas is telling us about him smoking blunts. We had some guy from, you know, who was in D.C. I forget his name. I'm going to be seeing a dead show with him. He's taking acid with me.
What is his name?
God, I have no idea. Seems like an eternity ago.
But Mike, here, I misunderstood. I blew the end of the show because I'm tired, and I misunderstood what Aaron Rodgers said. We are going to get on ESPN with him flatly saying that he's better than Aaron Rodgers, correct? Or that better than Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired. The tequila from yesterday at 5 a.m.
You might as well fade on the last one. You might as well fade. But
I think he
said it, right? And then I think he was trying to be cute and use the guise of the State Farm thing. But he addressed the question directly and then made it about State Farm.
He said it, and then he kind of was like, I have age on him. It's my experience. I'm better than him right now, and here's why. So he kind of tried to couch it. Then he went to the State Farm stuff, but he definitely said that right now he is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Right. I think you're tired. He did say it. He snuck it in there. He said, I'm better.
Billy, you heard that the same way I did,
yeah,
right?
He said, I have 10 years to two on him as a pitch man, not as a football.
It was
player.
A lame insurance joke that he made.
No, he meant football too. He did. He did say it.
He's opened up his third eye. He's speaking in metaphors.
He said it in symbolism. He didn't actually say it. He's making ESPN do. Look, do you realize this is the difference between, and I think we did land on this the same way. He gave us the quote that he's better than Patrick Mahomes, but he had to camouflage it in State Farm sponsorship so that ESPN couldn't use it for clickbait. That's how I heard that.
Wow. He's good.
Yeah. He is good.
And Dan's deflating a little bit, too. Yep. And just not as great.
It's not as great. It could have been something.
You notice what's happening with your words, right?
I'm slurring them
now.
You
were like a razor's edge today.
Mike, I'm exhausted. We did two shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we are done now. Let's explain this.
You've noticed what's happened with your words, right?
My words?
Yeah.
Cocaine, yes. So let's explain this. Let's explain this before we get out of here, because we're about to disappear for I don't know how long, because what's happening around us is crazy. If you're just joining us, if you're here right now only because Aaron Rodgers was just here, and Mike, you should staple the postgame show pretty seamlessly to Aaron Rodgers so we can take all of the audiences.
No, I want the additional episode. It's okay. I got this podcast thing. I don't know if you're seeing it.
All right.
We're going to be number one. We got to add another episode.
I appreciate your advice. Yeah. I think we're good.
Mike knows what he's doing.
Okay, so we are going to be probably the number one podcast in America in the middle of our free agency as we take you on the rocket ship free agency ride, and all our friends help us, right? Because you just saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers. That was calculated. Aaron Rodgers came on with us today because it helps us, because it serves us to download, to get all the downloads from Aaron Rodgers. This is an ally supporting us. Yes, Chris?
Who's the guy in sports that's known for crushing it during a free agency year? Because that's what I feel like we've been doing this week. Like, we are crushing it right now. I was getting texts from friends yesterday. Wow, the show's so alive. Dan's so free. This is awesome.
We're Adrian Beltre.
We're Michael Olowokandi. That's who we are.
Seriously. Are you actually chewing while we talk now?
He's actually eating candy.
Mike, what are we going to do? Stugatz is sending people out for coffee who are editing stuff. He's already demanding like a staff as I'm paying for Navy SEALs. Like, what are we going to do? And he's chewing on air.
You listen to yesterday's show. Guess whose shores our charitable efforts lapped upon? Not his.
Billy, help me out here. No, guys, like, I'm going to need some help, all right? Because for as much as we make fun of Stugatz for being a pinata and we celebrate him, like, Stugatz came in here late. He immediately distracted me. He nuked the first interview because he's just wandering in with his hand in his pants. And then, hey, am I on the Zoom? And it's echoing throughout everything. Like, how do we get Stugatz under control so he doesn't botch some of this as we're cashing in on his character finally?
I feel like sending someone at this point to get you food was just a power move, right? Because you're going to be done in 5 minutes, and now you're going to be complaining that you're sitting there for 45 minutes while the food is being made, because it's not going to be ready right away.
I was just trying to do a nice thing. I was trying to buy everyone lunch. That's all.
We're working.
While being the only person asking, hey, who wants lunch? You did so enough times.
Stugatz,
had plenty of cocaine.
None of us have eaten anything but cocaine. You're the only one who's hungry here. I'm the fat guy.
Now, I had lunch.
We've just been zipping through this. My lunch is sitting at my feet under the mountain of checks I've had to sign today. Like, just finish the show here and explain to the people what we're trying to do here, Mike, over the course of the next few days. We are funding this operation ourselves. We are a pirate ship with no affiliation. We want the most undistilled, purest cocaine we can give you in the version of our show that involves me drinking tequila on the air yesterday, Mike being cocaine today. We're bringing all our friends around so you could see how good this show could be on the important days. But we need to go take a break, because we've got to build the infrastructure to whatever this thing is going to be as it heads into negotiations with other places and climbs right now with your support right to the top of this entire industry.
You incurred a lot of expense right now just to make sure that we delivered the kind of week that we did on the content front. Once again, thank you, Dan. We wanted to be fairly regular this week, ease the transition for you, take advantage of all the new ears, and you guys have rewarded us for that. The output will not be the same for the rest of this month. I don't think you're going to get a full week of shows going forward.
Well, people are already spoiled. They want it without advertising. I want it this clean. I want the pure, undistilled stuff every day. I want to snort it. No ads, no nothing. Just give it to me for free and give it to me like this.
All that being said, it's going to be really hard to not do a Football Monday off of Super Wild Card Weekend. You get that one for free, just
Mike,
like
you're
Ray
talking,
Lewis. You
Mike, you're
Football
ta-
Mondays
Mike, you're
free.
Talking to engineers around here throughout the show. You don't have time to do... Like, are you sure we're going to try? All right, we'll try to get back for you on Monday. We got too much to do. We might, no promises, okay? But here's what I will tell you. I think there's a bit, Mike, the website, if we're not going to be on, should we wait till next week or should we just tell people
it's a website. You can put that thing out anytime. Your dedicated fan base. You've been teasing it plenty.
Okay, but sure, we have the handle.
Websites are different in 2020.
It's not ready yet, though. It's not ready quite
yet. Okay, then let's not talk about
it. Is it live, though? Is the website live?
Well, I want people to look at this.
You keep talking about this website, and it sounds like, is this your end game, Spence?
No, but he showed it to me last night. It's fantastic. It really
is. I just want people to have a place where they can really visit what is our world and this show.
Oh, the Reddit.
It's well, the Reddit will be a part of it.
You think?
It will
How?
Be.
Yeah, you bought Reddit?
Dan wants it to
we,
be. Well,
we bought Reddit?
I have been in negotiations with a lot of different people. Wow. As we've said, the checks have gone out here. can we call our graphics guy? Just hold on. Can we call
Dude,
Angel?
Bought Reddit.
Can Reddit's we, free. I think someone is snake oil salesmaning you right now.
I sold it to
hold
him.
On a second. Can we call
Cancel
Angel?
The check.
Can we call Angel Resto right now and on air simply ask him whether he is ready, yes or no, to unveil the website to the world?
I'll call him. Angel's a very busy guy. We'll see this.
He is busy. We're holding it all together, okay? Just so that you guys know, we're going to complete this show for the day. But this is our band of pirates, okay? It's a very small group. It is my brother. It is my father. It is Angel Resto.
You're my brother.
We are a family show, a dysfunctional pirate ship. Juju Gotti is somebody who is our social media director. He's helping us. We got Bob, the guy with the miner's helmet, is engineering over here.
He's headed to the cover of Forbes.
Yes. We are trying very hard to put out the same stuff with a lot of content that that you guys are used to. And today we just got done doing two shows and trying to build the infrastructure around all of this so that we can continue to do shows for you, hopefully at some point in the near future, with a partner that can fund some of this stuff that I'm presently funding.
Very exciting. We have Angel on the phone now. He's a busy guy, but
Angel is our graphics guy. And for those of you who do not know the history, okay, Angel is very much an angel for us. Anytime we place anything of any sort in Angel's hands, you don't even have to worry about it anymore. It gets done bigger and more amazing than you could have ever possibly known. So about a month ago, I just told Angel, I don't know, hey, you need to get ready. We've been trying to build this t-shirt business for a long time, and there were just some handcuffs because we thought me and my brother could be making t-shirts every day based on whatever thing had happened that day, and the t-shirt company wasn't able to move that fast, and so I wasn't actually able to turn that into the company I wanted to turn it into. So it was only invented so the shipping container could get a little bit more money because I wasn't allowed to pay the shipping container directly, and everybody was sort of slotted where they were. So what ended up happening is we invented two companies, Moss Miami, which was made sort of built out of selling art and music, and so that the shipping container could profit off of that or whatever that business became. And then the t-shirt company, which Angel was then going to build into something bigger, but it just ended up being what it is. And now it's going to be in its next incarnation, something better. So Angel's on with us now. Angel, are you prepared for the audience to know, because they're going to crash it if you're not prepared. Are you prepared for the audience to know right now what the name of the website is?
Right now, it's if they were to lay eyes on it, it's good to go. I of course it's going to have some areas, right, that says coming soon. I don't mind that. It's they're going to act as teasers, and I actually see that as a benefit to us, right? Because every week as we finish these new areas, it's just an excuse to reach out on social and say, hey, this new part just went up, go and check it out. And it just keeps driving traffic, so I'm not worried about that part.
Angel, Dan seems to think we purchased Reddit. Can you confirm or deny this?
Well, those are the things that you missed out while you're trying to help him with his horn, with honking his horn. No, Dan does not own Reddit, as far as I know. I know that he's trying to retire to Ibiza one of these days on a yacht, but no, he does not own Reddit.
Okay, so where this website that we speak of in The Mysterious, what's its link to Reddit going to be? Is the community going to migrate over there to where you are?
Well, it's tethered, right? So right now there's a section on the very first segment of the website that it's called You Get the Show, and in there, we have a segment for, where we're going to highlight fan tweets, right? Give them a little place to live forever in infamy. And right next to it, there is a button that is called Levitard Reddit. And when you touch that, when you open that, it's like a remote window into Reddit. So it's living in that page. And you see that scroll, and it's constantly scrolling and updating every 5 minutes. You can touch, you can expand the messages on that board, so it does have that connecting thread. Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, Stugatz is eating now. He's finally gotten his, what is it, beef
you've been eating
the whole time. Yeah, just keep cashing
in
on Cameo.
A little carne
asada? A little beef and mushroom.
Yeah, keep cashing in on Cameo as Angel does all the work to keep the empire afloat. Okay, so Angel, and you can cash in on all the T-shirt money that he makes us because you shout Murray and then you become the king of the media.
Oh, very exciting news. The 24/7 live camera is back and we've shifted from Jeff Saturday's office to Sal Pal's.
Okay, so let's do this. Angel, all right, hold on. If we were making a T-shirt, I don't think we should be voyeuristically looking at Sal Pal
I'm
right
not
now.
Just looking at his teeth.
It's weird that they've left that on.
He's got great teeth. Yes, we've got an access to one. I don't understand why we have access to the Zoom that allows us to creep
they
on
they left
ESPN
the satellite
people.
On.
All right, so they took everything else. Okay, Angel, this is what I want to do right now as we're headed toward the website here. Give the people an idea of what you like the best about the world that you've created for us before we send them there.
You know, if you had asked that a couple of days ago, I might have given you a different answer, but what I've noticed is that and you've used the term world, right? I mean, yes, it's called World of Sui, but I didn't realize until I was trying to complete each section that every time that we complete a section, we've added two more because there is so much in the Lavatard world, right, throughout all these, you know, all these years that it keeps growing and it feels like it's never going to be completed, but that's a good thing. So I like that. It's just an ever-evolving and expanding universe. And once you guys get to play around with it, whatever, I mean, look, I have so much retention about the show. There's people that have even more. So, but you guys, well, I mean, you guys lived it. You guys have created that world. So you're going to have ideas when you hop on. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Can we not have feature the story of the African salesman, right?
The Nigerian, Nigerian vegetable vendor. Okay, very poorly put. Look, Angel, we're going to get you out of here on that note.
Did he say African salesman?
Yes, he's very excited, but he's not used to being on air.
Nah, so you crushed this, Angel. Good job with the website, Angel.
I also don't know what the name is.
Nigerian vegetable vendor. No, he gave the name in the middle. He ruined the announcement already if people want to go there because he already gave the name. It's worldofsui.com, okay?
And we own it.
S-U-E-Y. I hope so. We better own it at this point. Angel, do we own it before someone steals it? Before we give this to the audience? Because this already happened once where we lost laugh.com, which would have been a great name, Levitard and Friends, because we announced it before we were ready. Oh. Are you sure that we are ready in every way, Angel, to announce right now that the name of the website and the new world you're creating that is a work in progress, where you will find all Levitard-related content that there is to be had while we are off over these next few days, that you can find that at worldofsui.com if you want to explore the world. Are you ready to do that right now?
Well, I mean, do we own it? That's what the Nigerian guy told me via email. He sent me that on an email.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We don't know if we own it. Okay. We don't know if we own it. worldofsui.com, people. That's how we're sending you into the weekend. We're going to disappear for a couple of days. Hopefully, we will be back. Hopefully we will be back on Monday. We don't know, but the first parts of this experiment that you have helped us send soaring into the sky over the course of this week, the world where this will exist, where it will exist digitally this weekend, worldofsui.com. I hope it does not crash. Angel, thank you for all your work. Guys, let's go hit our just some rest because today has been totally bleeping crazy.
Did you tell Mike to rest? He's on an 8-ball of cocaine.
Did you say hit?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.